This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
Here we are this morning with Stacy Hill. I'm Scott Guerrilla, and we're going to learn all about what Stacy has to offer with the Residential Care Services. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So tell us about your business. Where can people find you? What phone number can they contact you at?
Well, we are all over Memphis. You can contact us at our main number, which is 901-754-6648. And of course, our website. We have two different websites. Residential Care Services at our LLC. It owns our operating company, which is River City Rug Cleaning. And we have websites for both of those. Years ago, we started out, and you'll learn more about that as we go, but we started out as a Service Master franchise.
Oh, nice. Okay. Gave you some great experience.
Well, yeah.
So what all do you offer with that?
Well, we're a little different than most cleaning companies. We're a textile professional. We restore, rejuvenate, and revive basically walkable pieces of art and textiles. A lot of those textiles can be heirloom passed down through the family, right? And one size does not fit all when it comes to you're dealing with a rug or a textile. We tailor that process to the specific needs of the textile. And as you just talked about, you know, we decided to leave the corporate world in early 2000s for multiple reasons. My company was leaving. Our kids were older. We wanted to stay here in Memphis. And I had some friends that had left the corporate world, and several of them had become Service Master franchises. So we looked into that, looked into some other options, and decided to be a Service Master franchise. And it was wonderful. They were great to us for years. But we have since, as you know, the world has changed since the early 2000s, and COVID hit everything. I mean, our business has adapted as well. And we have adapted to rug cleaning and more high-end textiles. And when we first started out, we were residential services under Service Master. And then when we left the Service Master brand, we decided to become Residential Care Services, our LLC, and our rug cleaning is our marketing and what we operate under.
Very nice. So how do you go about cleaning like some of these very sensitive, like silks, or I don't know what kind of things you'd run into there?
Very carefully. That's why we say we are textile pros or professionals, and not everything is done the same. Training is key. Knowledge and experience is key. We have many years of experience. I am a master textile cleaner, certified through the IICRC, which is Institute of Cleaning, Restoration and Certification. I'm also a wool safe certified rug cleaner and textile technician. It takes many years to get to be a master textile cleaner. You just don't show up and take a test. You have to go through a series of tests and courses and programs. And through the years, after 10 years of experience, you can apply to be a master textile cleaner.
That's amazing. I would have never even guessed all that was involved. Or even that you could be certified to that degree. That's incredible.
Yes, you can. It's not just you wake up today and say, I'm going to run down to the store and get a rug doctor and start cleaning. It's a little more involved in that. That's what people don't understand about our industry. It does take some training, some knowledge, and you don't want to hand somebody that's been cleaning, not to be negative, because I started out cleaning rugs, but cleaning rugs, and hand them a nice silk rug and go, hey, clean this for me. Well, you can do it. No, it takes specialized knowledge, products, equipment, to handle that silk rug or a nice wool rug or mercerized cotton or a viscose correctly. There's a lot of things you should know to handle those textiles correctly.
I could assume that the ones you mentioned are the ones that you could most easily destroy if you didn't know what you were doing.
It's interesting. People tend to think, oh, rugs and carpets are interchangeable. It's the same thing. You walk on it, a carpet is a rug. That's not the case. How they're constructed is totally different. Most of your wall-to-wall carpet is constructed in a mill. It's done through by machines, and it can withstand some abuse. I mean, they're floor coverings in our homes, and our homes are usually our most expensive thing that we do in our lives. But a rug or a fine textile is crafted totally different. They're made differently. And so how you handle that is totally different. Some of them, depending on the parts of the world they come from, are very durable. Others are not so durable. And here in the last probably 5 to 10 years, they're crafting Oriental style and handmade rugs. They're distressing them because people don't want the bright, vibrant colors anymore. So when they go and distress those, they're actually destroying the protective layer of the wool, and it makes them much more difficult to clean and protect.
Wow.
But with knowledge, and it's an ongoing learning thing, that you can't just go, hey, clean rugs for 10 years, I know what I'm doing. No, the textiles change, things change. You better be up to date on some of the new stuff coming out in the market, because it can cause a lot of grief for a person that's not prepared for them.
I can see that. Do you clean in home or do you take them to a shop?
It depends. Rugs usually go into our shop. We have a full rug, we call a rug spa. They come in, they get the full treatment. Each one is assessed differently to know what's going on with it. Is there sun fading? Is there some dry rotting? Is it different things? Is it silk? Is it wool? Is it some other type of textile we're dealing with? Just for a little trivial base, wool is one of the only fibers that can repair itself. If you give it the right love, you undo some damage that's been done. Some of the other textiles you can't, but we assess each one. Is it a natural fiber? Is it a man-made fiber? What is it? And then how do we handle each specific instance? Does one have a lot of urine in it? Does another one not? What's going on with it?
Or mold.
Mold, people are terrified of that word. But what they don't realize is you breathe mold spores each and every day. Usually a good routine cleaning, you don't have anything with issues with that. The only time we see mold in a textile is something that's had water damage or things like that. And probably a good 90%+ of the time, we can restore that textile back to pre-loss or pre-damage.
Wow. And then the moths and insects can be a part of that, I imagine, as well.
You're knowledgeable on these things. See there? Yes. Mid-South has a large moth population. And if you do not clean under your bed where you have that nice rug laying, or under your sofa, or don't move it occasionally, moths love those things. But we do have products we can put on that are moth preventatives and moth preservatives and things like that to stop them from damaging your textiles.
Excellent. Sounds like you've covered everything.
It's a challenge. When we made the shift many years ago, to get into more of the fine textiles and to learn that, it is a learning process, and I do love it. As I referred to earlier, they're walkable pieces of art. When you've taken something that most people do not realize that, and I think it's, probably something, I don't want to say a misconception, but people don't realize that an artisan probably took years to craft that rug in some cases, where it come from. If it's a village rug, They could be nomadic. They may travel. They may start it and stop it at different points along the way of that rug. If it's a larger rug, it could be a city rug that took many artisans to make. And it takes them sometimes years to make these things. City rugs are crafted a little bit faster. It could be months, 8 months, 12 months, 16 months. And if it's a textile, such as, let's say, your sofa, that is created by a craftsman. If you've ever been to a upholstery mill or something like that, it takes them, or you ordered one, it takes them months to create your sofa or your chair and get it to you and provide it in your home. So these things that we clean are created by artisans and craftsmen, and we believe you should have them maintained by a skilled person. We consider ourselves a skilled technician that comes in, we assess each situation, and we try to handle each one with the care and, I say, love that it deserves. Because if I'm dealing with an antique chair that someone's had from her great grandmother, the spots and the issues that chair may have be totally different, because it could be sun faded through the years and things, than a nice new wool rug that was, bought 2 or 3 years ago or 5 years ago. The challenges with those pieces are totally different.
And I really do think of it as a science and an art.
It is. I consider some of the things that people create are art. But how to clean them are basic chemistry knowledge. It's taking the time and the care to figure out which products are going to give you the best results, and not just having, or going to the store and grabbing one off the shelf and hoping you know what it does. If you don't know, if you're dealing with a natural fiber or synthetic fiber, you could be destroying those things. We see it all the time. I was in a home yesterday picking up some rugs, and the lady goes, "What about this?" I'm like, "No, ma'am, that's just going to cause issues for your wool rug down the road. We've seen it. It'll bleach out the color. It'll cause brown spots. It'll do different things." I said, "We have all the products you need. If you don't want to buy them from us, call. We can instruct you on what to do. But we have those products you can purchase from us for either general cleaning, spot cleaning, or pets."
Excellent. You're a valuable resource. I think the people of Germantown would highly value what you do. Do you do a lot of work in Germantown?
Yes, we do. We met some of our best clientele are in Germantown. We are we're referred by the area's top interior designers, flooring retailers, even real estate agents, and a good majority of those are based right there in Germantown. We don't talk about our clients and the homes we go into and the things, but but yes, we do a ton of business in Germantown.
Well, I honor your professionalism. Is there anything else you'd like to share with everybody?
It's you can find us on the web. We do a lot of referral business, as I just mentioned. Most of our business are referral, from custom home builders to, real estate agents, things like that. But if you say you found us on this website or this podcast, it makes it know that things are working and people are listening to your podcast and things like that. But I tell people, don't guess. Phone calls and questions are free. I know everybody likes to text these days. You can text our main number. You can call our main number. We have a lady that's there. She's very knowledgeable. If she doesn't know the answer, she will get to me or someone else who knows the answers. And we'll get back to you. But you can look on our website. Our website, rivercityrugcleaning.com, if you go to the Q&A section, there's probably 12 videos there that you can watch that tells you how you should vacuum, how often you should clean, why to use a rug cleaner and not a carpet cleaner. Basically, our knowledge sets us apart. And a lot of different videos out there for people to help understanding what a viscose rug is. It's a very popular rug these days. So there's a lot of questions and answers people can get out on our website.
Valuable information. Well, I sure appreciate it. But I do thank you for being here with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having us.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.